Hey, Riley.
Yeah?
What did you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What else?
Taste that flavor smooth and light. The beer that leaves no afterbite. The beer that always tastes just right is Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. What do you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon. Internationally famous Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, proudly presents The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. Deep down within Chester A. Riley's breast, there has always been the lust for adventure in foreign climes, which is every man's birthright. But, like most men, Riley sold his birthright for a wife and two children. His dream of adventure was all but dead until it was revived the other day by no less a prosaic character than his co-worker, James Madison Gillis, who, with Riley, is a riveter in a California aircraft company.
Hey, Gillis.
Oh, hi there, Riley. Dan.
What were you doing in the superintendent's office?
What do you think I was doing?
All right. Stop dancing, Gillis. What's the matter with you? You're going nuts or something?
Salaam alaikum. I'm off to Arabia. I'm the Sheikh of Araby. Your love belongs to me. At night when you're asleep, into your tent I'll creep.
Yeah, well, now I know you're nuts. I sleep in a Spanish bungalow.
Riley, yeah. I just filled out an application to go to Arabia.
Arabia? What Arabia?
The Arabia in Arabia.
What are you applicating to go there for?
On the application it says to wake. But I got other ideas. Well,
how can you go to Arabia?
The plan is sent to me. Don't you never read no bulletin board?
Only to find out when the next holiday is.
Well, the plan is sending volunteers. Something to do with the army. They need mechanics. Double pay. I signed up like that.
Oh, you're kidding, Gillis.
No, I'm all set. All I need is a passport and a visa, and I'm off.
Gee, Arabia. Well, that's pretty far to drag the wife and kids, ain't it?
Who's taking them?
You mean you're going alone without your wife?
Riley, would you take a monkey to the zoo?
No.
Would you take a cow to a dairy?
No.
Well, why should I take my wife to Arabia? Where every dame there is another Yvonne Di Gallo.
You can't leave your wife.
I'll be back. The double pay will keep her happy. Yeah. Hey, wait a minute, Riley. Why don't you come with me?
Without Peg? No, I couldn't do that.
Don't be a chump. It's only for a year. Come on, what do you say? We'll have the time of our life. We'll live like sultans. We'll buy ourselves a second-hand camel, a two-seater. And every night after wake, Eddie, come with me to the Casbah.
I can't go.
Peg.
Oh, hi,
Pop.
What's all the excitement?
I just signed up to go to Arabia.
What?
Arabia?
Daddy? What are you going to do in Arabia?
I got a job there. Something with the army. Double pay. All travel expenses paid.
Well, that's wonderful. When do we leave?
When do we... But Peg...
We'll all have to buy new clothes.
Yeah, but
well,
Peg...
Well, it's very hot in Arabia. We'll have to buy mostly linens.
Yeah, but Peg...
Yeah, and we'll have to get sun helmets. They all wear sun helmets.
Junior, wait.
Are we going to fly or take a boat out there?
Wait a minute. Hold it. You ain't going.
But you just
yeah,
said...
Yeah, well, I said I'm going.
And we're staying here?
Oh, Pop.
You mean to tell me you signed up to go to Arabia and leave me here with the children? Chester Riley.
Now, Peg, let's be logical. It's just a year, double pay. I figured I'd go to Arabia alone because, well, what I had in mind...
I know what you had in mind. You can forget about it.
But, Peg...
Either we go with you or you don't go.
Yeah, but, Peg...
Make up your mind.
Yeah, but... Hello?
Randy?
Yeah.
This is Gillis.
Yeah.
Well, did you break the news to the family?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I can hardly wait.
Yeah, me too. Gillis, about that camel, we'll have to get a five-seater. But, honey, listen to me. Don't you understand? I got to get the passports by next Friday or we can't go. I got mine all right, but I can't get yours till I show them our marriage certificate.
I know all that, but you're not going alone.
Okay, you'll follow me. I'll send for you.
You'll send for me?
What's the matter? Don't you trust me? You think I'm going to run off with an Arabian dancing girl? Maybe you think I'm going to start up a harem. Believe me, Peg, any harem I start, you'll be the head girl.
Riley, you're not getting on that boat without me, and that's all there is to it.
But suppose I don't get a copy of our marriage certificate in time.
Well, when did you write away for it?
Last week. I don't know why I haven't heard from them.
Did you write to the right place?
Yes, yes, the Bureau of Vital Statistics, Elmville, New Jersey. I should have an answer by now.
Well, it's a small town.
Well, suppose I don't get it in time.
Then you'll never be the Sheik of Araby.
That's just dandy. I got to pass up the opportunity of a lifetime just because you lose our marriage certificate.
Lose it. I never had it. You put it away. Heaven only knows where.
I did not. I never had it either.
Well, now you must have had it. We're married, aren't we?
Yeah, well, I don't know what happened to it, but I don't see why I have to suffer just because... The mail. Maybe it's here. Yeah, gas bill, phone bill.
Well?
Light bill. Oh, here it is. Oh, boy, what a break.
What's the matter?
Oh, Peg, listen to this. Dear Mr. Riley, in reply to your request for a copy of a marriage certificate, we regret to inform you that we have no record of a marriage between Chester A. Riley and Margaret Barker.
What? But that's impossible.
Well, here, look for yourself.
I don't understand.
Peg, if there's no record, then it means we ain't married. Oh, Peg, Junior and Babs mustn't hear about this.
Don't be ridiculous. Of course we're married. We were married before a justice of the peace in Elmville, New Jersey, on June the 21st, 1932.
But there's no record.
There must be.
That justice of the peace. I knew I couldn't trust him the minute I laid eyes on him. I told you we should get married in a church with a minister, but no. I had to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and take a bus to your house so we could elope.
Oh. And then you were so nervous you knocked me off the ladder. Hmm. Well, I can't understand why there's no record.
I'll tell you why. Because that justice of the peace was crocked to the gills right through the ceremony. He didn't even know what was happening.
Why, that's not true. Don't you blame it on him. He was just sleepy. After all, we woke him up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Sleepy, my eye. Every couple of minutes he interrupted the ceremony and ducked into the closet. What do you think he was doing in there, hunting for moss? We had a bottle in there, and it wasn't voodoo perfume.
But you signed the marriage certificate. Now, don't you remember?
How should I remember? One whiff from him, and I was groggy.
Now, I distinctly remember you signing something.
I don't know. I left everything to him. And here I am with two kids and a wife I ain't even sure of.
Now, wait a minute. Don't you remember you sat down at his desk and you signed some paper and you handed it to him?
No, I don't remember. I didn't sign no paper. No, wait a minute. Yeah, I do remember. Yeah, but that was an IOU for the $2 for his fee. And believe me, he'll wait a long time for that money, too.
Oh, Riley, do you think maybe he never registered us?
I don't know. Suppose he didn't. What'll we do?
Oh, well, I'm tired. We'll talk about it in the morning. Come on, let's get some sleep.
It's kind of early.
Well, it's after 11. Now, come on.
Peg, you think maybe I should sleep on a couch tonight after all? Peg, wake up. Peg, wake up.
What? Oh, Riley. Now, what is it? What'd you wake me up for?
Now, Peg, I just got a great idea.
Oh, can't it wait until morning?
No, I've got to tell it to you now.
Now, what is it?
Let's get married, huh?
What?
No, I mean, again.
Oh, but we are married.
I know we are, but we got to have a certificate fast. We can't wait.
Oh, go to sleep. The whole thing is perfectly ridiculous.
What's ridiculous? Lots of people have a second ceremony after they've been married a long time. It's no crime to get married again. Maybe a mistake, but it's no crime.
I'm not going to go through any marriage ceremony.
Well, then how will we get a certificate?
Well, you sent another wire to New Jersey, didn't you?
Yes, but suppose we don't hear in time. Suppose they can't find it. That means no Arabia.
They'll find it. They'll find it. There must be a record somewhere.
Yeah, but suppose there ain't. Suppose there's no certificate. Suppose that justice of the peace really messed things up.
You really think that's possible? It can't be.
Why not? These things happen every day. And suppose we really ain't married. Where does that leave us? I'm a bachelor, and you're an old maid with two kids. Well, we got to get married right away. Yeah, well, it's nothing to laugh at. Here I am with two kids who eat like horses, and I can't even use them as income tax deductions.
Well, I think the whole thing's very funny.
Peg, get this through your head. As far as we know, you're a single woman.
I am?
Yeah, so what are you going to do about it?
Well, I think I'll make a date for tonight.
As your husband, I forbid it. I mean, now, Peg, this is no joke.
Well, who's joking? Now, let's see who I can call.
You cut that out now, Peg.
Let me see now. Frankie Farron. I always liked his looks. What's his phone number?
He's a married man. And no wife of mine is going to go out with a married man, even if you are single. Oh. I told you to cut it out. Now, you listen to me, Peg. Tomorrow we're going to a justice of the peace. No, not a justice of the peace. I ain't taking no chances this time. We're going to a minister.
You're not going to get me in front of a minister.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am. You're going to marry me even if I have to use a shotgun.
In just a moment, you'll hear the second act of The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. But now I've asked Jess Corneal, our master of the saxophone here, to lend a hand with the three-way experts test. Jess, I see you're all ready with that bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon there.
All set and raring to go, Harry.
Well, let her go, my friend. Start pouring.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Doesn't that sound make you thirsty? All right, now here we go. Test number one. Notice that brilliant, clear color. That fine, textured, creamy head.
Boy, that looks good as gold.
Bet it does. Now, test number two. Sniff it. Get a good whiff of that Blue Ribbon blend. Go on, take a good sniff of it.
Hey, that's right down my alley.
Yes, it is. Well, thank you, Jess. My boy, you can run along now. Test number three is where you taste it. Old Uncle Harry's going to make that test himself.
Oh, no, you don't. Huh? I earned this. Test number three, taste it.
I see. Well, all right, Jess. Be sure to notice that smoother taste.
Oh, Harry, you'll never know what you missed.
I won't, huh? You ought to see my icebox at home. But say, Jess, what are you going to answer next time somebody asks, what'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon, Harry. Finest beer served anywhere. What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Well, the Riley's marriage certificate still hasn't turned up, and Riley has finally prevailed upon Peg to go through a second marriage ceremony, partly to get a certificate so he can get a passport to go to Arabia, but chiefly to quell his panic at the thought that he hasn't been married to his wife for the last 19 years.
What are you writing there, Riley?
Yes?
Why are you acting so cagey?
Oh, I'm not cagey.
Well, then show me what you're writing there.
Sure. I was going to show you.
What is it?
It's the list.
What list?
The wedding list.
What do you mean, a wedding list?
Well, to invite to the church.
Church?
Now, Peg, you agreed to marry me again.
Well, yes,
you
but...
You promised, Peg.
Not in a church. I thought we'd have a quiet, simple ceremony.
Yeah, but you always wanted a church wedding, and I promised you one, didn't I?
You promised me one 19 years ago, and I didn't get it.
Well, whose fault is that? You couldn't afford it. But now it's different.
Now, Riley, I don't care what you say. I'm not going to walk down the aisle of a church.
Oh, what are you scared of? It ain't like you're a nervous bride. You'll have your two kids with you. Babs will give you away, and Junior will be your flower girl.
For the last time, I will not go through...
Okay, we don't have to have it in a church, but I insist on a minister. This time the marriage is going to last. He can come to the house.
Well, all right. I don't object to that, but you can tear up that list right now.
Oh, what's the harm in having a few friends?
Well, because it's silly, that's why.
Well, I don't see what's silly about it. Lots of married couples do it. When the Durkins had their silver wedding anniversary, didn't they go through a big ceremony with ushers and bridesmaids? We were invited. Did you think it was silly?
I thought it was perfectly ridiculous.
Yeah, well, you didn't think those presents they got were so ridiculous.
Oh, so that's what you're getting at. You want presents.
No, what? That never entered my mind. Not that a few presents would hurt.
Well, I'm not going to perform in a three-ring circus just because we have to get a passport. As far as I'm concerned, you know, we don't have to go to Arabia.
Well, never mind Arabia, but we got to get married again.
No, we don't.
Now, believe me, Peg, we do. The sooner the better.
Why? Why do we have to?
Well, people are talking.
What do you mean they're talking? What are they saying? I knew it.
Now, don't get excited, Peg. It's nothing serious. You know how people are. They like to kid you. Your mother and me are talking, Junior. Go to your room.
Okay.
Wait a minute, Junior. Why are you holding your head like that, dear? Junior, your eye!
You've been fighting again.
I had to, Pop. It was that Jackie Simpson.
How many times have I told you not to fight?
Well, I couldn't help it. He made some cracks.
There's no excuse for fighting.
But I had to beat him up. He said things about you and Mom.
Oh, well, it ain't true. It's all a mistake.
Oh, all right, dear. Now, don't worry about it. Go on to your room.
Okay. But nobody's going to make cracks and get away with it.
Well, nothing serious, huh? People just like to kid, huh? You had to go and shoot your big mouth off. Now look what happened. Your son is brawling in the streets.
Yeah, well, what are you worrying about him for? He had only one fight. I had four. And I lost mine.
Heaven only knows what kind of rumors you started.
And that's why we got to have this ceremony and invite a few people. It's the only way to stop all this talk.
Well, I suppose so. But just a few people now, you understand?
Oh, yeah, sure. Just a few intimate friends and close relatives. I made up the list.
All right, let me see it.
Yeah.
Are you crazy? You must have 100 people down here.
Well, we got a lot of friends. Well, we can trim it down a bit.
We'll trim it down a lot more than a bit.
Yeah, we'll leave out everybody who ain't working.
Oh. Oh, what did you invite him for?
Oh.
Myron.
He's my cousin.
He's your fourth cousin. We don't need him.
We got to invite him if we invite Willie.
You're inviting Willie?
Yeah.
But you hardly ever see him.
He's my cousin.
Oh, all right, invite him. But why do we have to invite Willie's three sons and their stupid wives?
Because we're inviting Myron's three daughters and their stupid husbands.
Oh, no, Riley.
We got to. Look, it's very simple. We got to invite Myron because we're inviting Willie. If we invite Willie, then we got to invite Willie's sons and their wives, because otherwise Willie won't come. And if we invite Willie's sons and their wives, then we got to invite Myron's daughters and their husbands. Otherwise, Myron won't come.
If you figure like that, you'll wind up inviting everybody. It's a wonder you didn't invite President Truman.
If we invite President Truman, we'll have to invite Margaret. Besides, we ain't got a piano. You're getting me all mixed up. I don't know what I'm saying.
Now, look, Riley. I'm putting my foot down. Myron and Willie are out.
But, Peg...
I said they're out.
All right. Have it your way. But there goes two sure presents.
Well, don't worry, dear. I know your family. They didn't give us presents the first time we got married. They certainly won't come across this time.
Is that all you can think of, presents?
Well, now let's see who else you've got down here. We don't need them.
No, but Peg, we...
We don't need the Sayers.
Oh, gee, Peg.
We certainly don't need the Andersons.
My foreman?
We don't need them.
All right. Have it your way. Looks like you're running this whole affair.
Let's see. The Gillises, that's all right.
Oh, thanks.
Aunt Matilda, Frank and his wife, their children. Well, we'll have to have them, naturally.
Yeah, naturally. They're your relatives. Sure.
Let me see. We can do without the Shanahans.
But we... All right.
Riley. Hmm. You're not thinking of inviting him.
Who? My Uncle Ike? Well, Peg, we gotta have him.
You must be out of your mind.
But, Peg, he's my mother's oldest brother. We gotta pay him the honor.
Honor? I will not have a jailbird at my wedding.
Uncle Ike is not a jailbird. They're still looking for him.
Well, they're not going to find him in my house.
Now, Peg, I let you have your way about the others. But when it comes to my Uncle Ike, I'm putting my foot down. He's going to be at my wedding. Why, if we don't have Uncle Ike, I'd never be able to face my family.
I'm getting sick and tired of hearing about your precious family.
Oh, so my family makes you sick. It's finally come out. Maybe you think they're not good enough for you.
Frankly, they're not.
Is that so? Well, I'm a member of that family, and if they're not good enough for you, maybe I'm not good enough for you.
Maybe you're not.
Well, I'm sure glad I found it out in time. If that's the way you feel, the wedding is off. I wouldn't marry you if you were the last woman on earth. From now on, you and me are strangers.
That suits me fine.
Yes, and tonight, you're sleeping on the couch.
Mother, what's the matter with Daddy?
Your father? Well, why do you ask, dear?
Well, why'd he sleep on the couch last night?
I guess he had insomnia. You know, he was restless.
Now, Mother, I'm not a kid like Junior. You can tell me. Why'd you lock him out of your room?
Babsy, dear, this is none of your business.
Okay, but don't give me that insomnia routine.
Why, Babs!
All right. Oh, here's a letter that came for Daddy. I forgot to give it to him this morning.
Oh, all right. Put it on the desk, dear. Oh, no, wait a minute. Let me see that. Is it from Elmsville?
Yeah, the Hall of Records.
Give it to me, quick.
Well, is that the certificate he was expecting?
That's just what it is. Listen to this. Dear Mr. Riley, we've checked our files again and have found a record of your marriage to Margaret Barker, which we enclose. We regret any inconvenience we may have caused you.
Mother, what's so funny?
This is going to cure your father of his insomnia.
But I don't get it.
Shh. There's your father. Now, listen, Babsy. Don't tell him about this certificate.
Oh, but he was so anxious for the passport.
I know, but I'll tell him. But first, I've got to teach him a little lesson. Now, you go inside.
Oh, okay, Mother.
Hi, Peg. Peg. Peg, talk to me. Don't be mad at me.
Why, I'm not mad at you.
You're not?
No. Why should I be? Well, I think everything worked out just fine. Like you said, we're lucky we found out in time.
I didn't mean that, Peg.
Oh, now, just because we're not getting married doesn't mean we can't be friends.
I don't want you for a friend. I want you for a wife. Peg, marry me.
Now, wait a minute. You're going too fast for me. After all, you know, you don't rush up to a stranger and ask her to marry you.
But I didn't mean what I said last night. Peg, you gotta marry me. Never mind a minister. Just before a justice of the peace. I don't care, just as long as you marry me.
Well, now that I'm a single woman again, I'm willing to consider a proposal.
But I am proposing.
Oh, come on now. You don't call that a proposal. Just what do you have to offer a girl like me?
Peg, darling. I know I ain't got much right now, but I'll work hard for you and I'll make good. You'll see. You'll have everything you want.
You said that 19 years ago.
Well, money ain't everything. If you got a nice family, what more do you want? A little house, a couple of kids.
We've already got them.
Well, I'm still young. I mean...
What else do you have to offer?
Well, I could... I would...
Pop!
Don't bother me, Junior.
But, Pop...
I said, don't bother me. I'm proposing to your mother.
Then it is true. You're not married.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, Junior. Of course we're married, and we always have been. Here's our marriage certificate.
Huh?
It came in the mail this morning.
You mean we're married? You knew it? You made me get down on my knees with my rheumatism? You mean all the time you made me go through? You mean we're really married?
Yes, for better, for worse, forever and ever.
What a revolting development this is. Well, anyway, now we can go to Arabia. I got the contract right here. All I got to do is sign it. Get me the pen, Junior.
Riley, did you read this contract?
Oh, sure. They ain't going to put nothing over on Chester A. Riley. I read that fine print with a magnifying glass. Yeah, that's where they try to trap you, you know, in a fine print.
Mm-hmm. Well, never mind the fine print. Did you read the large print? Here, in red, underlined?
Well, no. What does it say?
I'll read it.
Married men are not eligible. It's a losing fight.
You don't become world famous unless you deserve it. And that is a fact, folks. Pabst Blue Ribbon is the number one international favorite, the beer with the flavor the whole world knows. It's enjoyed practically everywhere on earth, from Turkey to Trinidad, from India to Ireland. Sure, who knows good brew better than the Irish? In Dublin's fair city, their favorite ditty is popular all over Ireland, too. From Cork to Killarney, from Belfast to Blarney, they sing of Blue Ribbon, Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Taste that flavor smooth and light. The beer that leaves no afterbite. The beer that always tastes just right is Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What are you blaming me for? I didn't read the contract either.
Okay, forget it, Gillis. No use crying over spilt milk. But I can't help thinking what an opportunity we missed out on just because we were married.
Yeah, I keep thinking about it, too. By now, the rest of the boys is already there.
Arabia.
The night after they knock off work, they'll be going down to the Casbah while we're stuck at home watching television.
The Casbah.
Da 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 da.
Folks, this month, restaurants all over America are celebrating Restaurant Hospitality Month. So let's all join the celebration. Give Mother a night off from cooking dinner, washing dishes, and all the kitchen work. Once a week at least, take her, the whole family, out to her favorite restaurant for a deliciously prepared, carefully served meal.
Say, it's a great idea, Riley. And when you take Peg out to dinner, along with those delicious lamb chops, the southern fried chicken, or sizzling sirloin, what'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere.
Pabst Blue Ribbon invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The script is by Reuben Shipp and Alan Lipscott, direction by Mitch Lindemann. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow, Gillis is John Brown, Babs is Barbara Eiler, Junior is Bobby Ellis. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker. The Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. This is Harry Von Zell, hoping you'll be with us next week. Bye.
Bill Stern reports the stories behind the sports, next over most NBC stations.